Hey everybody, this is Tamaya Robles. I want to say first, before I go into my introduction, I apologize for being absent. I sincerely, sincerely apologize. I'm not going to bombard you with a whole bunch of excuses. If you can't tell, my voice might seem a little different than usual. I think it's at 100%, but some of my clients say, nope, your voice isn't together. But at one point, I lost my speaking voice. Out of the clear blue, I'm still fighting whatever I'm fighting. But to be honest with you, I just neglected this podcast and I'm sincerely apologetic. But I'm back. I'm back. So hopefully you guys chime in. I'm gonna make up for it. I have a ton of topics I would like to talk about with y'all. But anyway, welcome to my podcast. The name of this podcast is called Adoption Exposed. The Black Orphaned Adopted Foster Child. All right. So basically, this podcast, if you don't know, just talks about the realities of adoption from different perspectives, from all different perspectives. And if you don't already know my story, yes, I am adopted. Yes, that is me in the title. I was orphaned. I was adopted. I was put in foster care. All of that. I'm Black. I'm saying. And, also, because of how I was raised, I don't look at my parents as the quote unquote adoptive parents and then my real parents are my biological. I don't play those games at all whatsoever. So if you got a problem with that, you know what to do. You do not have to listen to the rest of this episode, but or any of my podcasts. But I'm a firm believer in if you're going to adopt a child into your family, regardless if they're newborn or they're 17, about to be 18 in 2 days, or if they're grown adults, that you're however the adoption status is, it does that individual a disservice by introducing them as your adopted child in front of their face, behind their back. It's either their family or they're not, right? So I just need to make that clear so there's no confusion when I speak on whatever topic. So I'm very clear. I don't care if you formally adopted this person or informally, you just accepted it. If you're mom and dad, you're mom and dad, okay? But the topic that I wanted to talk about is breaking generational curses when it comes to adoption. So we all have a story, right? We all have a story. You have a story with your family as the biological, and I'm only specifying biological and adoptive in certain situations because I just don't want there to be confusion. But I will, you know, that's your baby and you're their parent. So let's be clear on that. But I think that when people have the best of intentions and they're trying to adopt and they're considering adoption, one of the things that you have to be aware of is the generational curses that you have within your own family. And you're not just adopting a child into your family, you're also adopting their potential generational curses. And you have to consider that. So you need to prioritize which generational curse are you going to deal with, or are you going to deal with both? How are you going to handle that? How are you going to, is that even important to you? Do you care? Are you like, this is my kid, I don't care what, you know, what the background is and or my background, but you can do that all you want, but the reality is that you have generational curses. And your baby is potentially, more than likely, in most circumstances, bringing along some generational curses as well, whether they know it or not. I mean, most of them don't know it, especially if you have adoptions from young children, right? So, how this came about, just to paint you a picture so you have a clear understanding of where I'm coming from, is this. So, if you don't know, I have another company called Fix My Credit Now, 850.com, where I fix people's credit. I fix people's credit around the United States from the East Coast all the way to the Pacific Islands, right? So, oddly enough, I went and This client came to me, and his last name was Morris. And my mother's maiden name is Morris, and they're from Michigan. So he said he found me because some woman who heard me on Instagram recommended me to him. So it was really just out of the clear blue. It wasn't planned or anything, this whole situation. So as I'm getting his information, I'm doing his consultation. When it's all wrapped up, I'm like, hey, by the way, my family is, my mom's side of the family is, they're Morrises. And he was laughing. He said, oh, wouldn't it be funny if we were related? Fast forward, we are. We are, right? So we are related. He is related to me from my mom's side of the family. And this man has done amazing work with figuring out the family tree. And he's been able to trace our lineage all the way to like the Native Americans from Detroit. I mean, from Michigan, which is commendable. It's amazing, right? And he's going on and on. And then he says, yeah, our family has a treaty. And we're part of a treaty, we got a trust, and it's just all this great, amazing, historical family history, and it's beautiful. So he was super excited, and I was, like, happy for him. I'm like, go ahead, that's amazing. Like, we connected, we're cousins, it's great. Here's the thing, bro. I don't care to know much about my mom's side of the family, right? So I was very polite and respectful because that's how I was raised. And there's no negativity as far as like him personally, but my mother raised me a certain way. And one of the ways that she raised me was to not really know her side of the family when it came to the Morrises. So I know my grandma, I know my aunties, naturally I know my cousins, but I actually never knew my grandfather like that. So we're going to put a quick pin in that. I'll get back to it in a minute because it ties into the generational curses. So actually all of this ties into each other. I got y'all, don't worry. So I told him, I said, hey, I have a couple of aunts that are Morris sisters and they would love to hear this from you. And he was like, yeah, but I can give it to you and we can go to the family reunion and it's going to be amazing. And we're going to hug each other and love each other's family. And I had to tell him, like, sir, no, thank you. I'm not interested. I appreciate it, though. But I was raised specifically not to be around the Morrises, except if it's like the immediate family members and maybe like two cousins from Michigan, but whatever. And I said, from what I was told, the Morrises weren't really good people. Like, they're not really good people. Like, the energy is bad, bro. Like, so he actually understood, and he himself was not raised around the Morrises like to that extent. So he was raised in Georgia. His family left to get away. They left Michigan and lived in Georgia. So he somewhat understood. I connected him with my aunties, and then they should be good. I don't know. I don't even ask for updates because I don't care. So let me explain even further. So I obviously have two sides of my family. I have my dad's side and my mom's side. So my dad's side is the Peelers and they're a certain way. And then we're like wasps, right? Like the Peeler side, that's my maiden name. We're like, it's all about education and money and doing the right thing. And then, you know, moving on. It's very calculated or whatever. I'm the black sheep of that family. I'm the youngest in that family, but I'm definitely the black sheep of the family. On my mom's side of the family, I told y'all it's my grandmom and then my aunties and my cousins or whatever, whatever. Like, I know them people. I was raised with them. I'm cool. However, the Morrises came from my grandfather, which are my aunties and my mom's father. Okay, hopefully you guys are following. If you're not, leave a comment and be like, listen, I don't know what you're talking about. But basically, my grandfather, he's my mother's father, right? Now, my grandmother had three husbands, but the first husband, which was my grandfather, my actual grandfather, He was very nasty to my grandmother. He severely mistreated my grandmother. And this is how I was taught. I met the man, I recall one time, and it's just historically known that he's not a good person. He severely mistreated my mother. He was very evil to her, and he played favorites. So by the time I was born, my grandmother divorced and she met my granddad, and we call him Milton, but he's the only granddad I know, but he's not the Morrises, right? So my mom raised me to identify Milton, the second husband, my grandma's second husband, as my grandfather. So her father is just whatever. So I was also taught that the Morris family is just, there's a lot of darkness with that. It's a lot of negativity, evil, hatred, poverty stricken. Like, it's just really bad. Incest, you name it, abuse, psychological abuse, physical abuse, mental abuse, just anything, and alcohol abuse, drug abuse, like you name it, that's the Morrises, especially the way it was explained to me. And so fast forward, I just grew up never really knowing about the Morrises. I did not really know anything. I've never gone to Michigan before. I just was, that part of my life was blocked, okay? Or my lineage, so to speak, was blocked. So when before a couple of years before my mom passed away, there was a woman named Dionne Morris, and that's my mom's first cousin, and she has a sister named Jade. These two women are the only women that come from the Morris family that are very positive and acknowledge the darkness or the dark side of the Morrises. But my mom did love them and respect them, and before respected them before she passed away. Her and I talked. I'm like, is it cool that they want to talk to me? Is it okay? Like, I'm in my 40s, but it's like I'm still trying to get mom's approval because, again, I've been separated from the Morrises. And she was like, oh no, they're good people. They're lovely people. Their mom was amazing. These are not the evil demon Morrises. So cool. So I'm like, all right, bet. So I connect with Dion over the phone. And then she's telling me about the family. I'm like, cousin Dion, like she's older than me. So I'm like, cousin Dion, I heard that the mommy said that the Morrises are evil. Like she said, they are. She said, we are. She said, there's no two ways about it. We are. It's and then she goes on and on, and I felt like I was going down this dark rabbit hole that I just did not care to be around, right? So I didn't care to hear it, and I just numbed, I blocked it out, and then I never talk about it. That is my mom's side of the family. That's my mom. So if you know I'm adopted, like that's my mom, like there's a lot of baggage that comes with that. Me and my mother had a horrible relationship as mother and daughter. It was totally horrible. My mom was physically abusive. My mom was a brilliant, intelligent woman, extremely intelligent. But she made me the evil genius that you see here before you, the greatness that you hear through these airwaves. However, her generational curses, her dark Morris side, she didn't end it. She did block what she could block, and I commend her for it. But there were still unresolved issues that are literally generational curses that she passed on to me. The abuse, she suffered abuse. Her family suffered abuse. Guess what? She abused me, right? She physically abused me. Thankfully, there was no sexual abuse and things like that. Now, psychologically, I would say, yeah, my mom did a number on me, right? She did a number on me, but it was done to her. I'm not giving her an excuse, but it was done to her. And I'm trying to show you and explain to you guys that when you're adopting a child, be aware of your own generational curses because guess what? That adopted child also has their generational curses that are either if you believe that it's embedded in your DNA, then it is. If you believe it's the energy of or whatever, whatever the case, it exists. So that's my mom's side. I'm not even going to talk about my dad's side, but I can't really get too much into my father's side because they never talk much about it. But what I can talk about is, to the best of my knowledge, my biological side, the generational curses, it's deep. It runs deep and rampant. And I'm talking about like horrible, like I'm saying horrible, but from what I've seen and what I'm aware of from my biological mother, and I hate calling her my biological mother, but usually I call her the incubator or the biological bitch, but I'm trying to, I don't want to distract you guys from all of the negativity that I feel against this woman. But anyway, so my biological birth mother and then her mother and then so on and so forth. It's just violence, neglect, poverty. Just it's really heavy and dark. And then the biological sperm donor, same thing, just poverty and abuse, sexual abuse, physical abuse, emotional abuse, just on and on and on, right? Now, when you adopt a child, and if you're considering adoption, think about the generational curses that you naturally have with your family and what you could be dealing with your child. And what are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it? People always talk about breaking generational curses, and really good parents that are adopting children into their lives and they're accepting their children and they're just straight up part of their bloodline as far as they're concerned. I love you guys that do that. It means so much to me as an individual, and I'm not even your child. But the thing is, you cannot ignore that child, their generational curse. Like, it exists. I know you want to wash it away and their past. And it's like, baby, I got you now. You're mine. And, you know, whatever. But you have to acknowledge and it has to be recognized because you need to deal with it somehow, some way, even if you don't. You know, deal with it with your child, however you want to deal with it. But it has to be, in my opinion, in my humble opinion, it has to be addressed. It has to be resolved. Because if not, then your child is going to grow up with not just, like, look at it as baggage or a heavy book bag. Not just one heavy book bag, but two. And that's how they're going to live their life with that burden. No. So there's a lot of things to think about that parents don't take into consideration when it comes to adoption, and breaking the generational curse is very much one of them. Now, to be honest with you, I think it's just because of the type of person I am and how my parents raised me. I am 100% my mother and my father, as far as I'm concerned. That's how I was raised. That's my belief. That's how I feel. But I do am fully aware of our generational curses because it's affected me through my mother and my grandmother. And then I heard stories of my great grandmother. I was born on my great grandmother's birthday, so my family thought I was a gift from God, which of course I was. of course I was, but I'm just saying that was just confirmation that, you know, God blessed the world when I came into everybody's life. But I love my great grandmother. We're both Capricorns and we were both beautiful. She's passed, but she was just beautiful to me. You know, we had the same characteristics. She was fly as hell. And I just was like, man, I can't wait till I get old like her. I'm gonna be fly. Like, she's old as fuck, but I admired that. But from what I heard from my grandmother after my great grandmother passes, she heard, man, it was sadness and depression. And, you know, one of the curses if you want to call it curses, and this isn't unusual in a lot of, especially in particular, foundational Black Americans, that's the actual Black Americans in the United States, that the woman is the leader, the woman wears the pants in the house, the woman takes control, all that, whatever. There is like, the men are very easily disposed of on my mom's side of the family. They're not really respected. The women are always there. And this goes back as far as, to my knowledge, my great-grandmother. And my great-grandmother used to have a bunch of different husbands, and they left her. I don't know all the details, but I know one messed her up where she was so depressed that he left her that she just stopped raising her children. So then my grandmother's grandmother had to step in. So I'm hearing this, like I'm aware of this. I know that's one of the many generational curses that came from my mom's side. My grandmother, she had multiple husbands. My mother, I think, is like the only woman in my, on my mom's side of the family that had one husband. That's it, right? And he was respected to a certain degree, but my dad was a yes man, so everybody loved him. You know what I'm saying? He was an agreeable, happy-go-lucky yes man. But then there's me. So then what, how do you think my mom raised me? She raised me the same way that her mom raised you, her and that her grandma. You know what I'm saying? So it's like there's that. But then on the adopted side, on the flip side, from what I understand, men ain't shit either. Right? So there's really no man. The biological sperm donor was gone. And what I know about him is he was a rolling stone. That's not unusual. That's not unheard of. He was one of them deadbeat dudes. I can't even call him a father, but one of those deadbeat dudes that would take care of other females' kids like their own, but didn't take care of their own. Yeah, one of them. You know what I'm saying? So again, that's generational. And I think I shared this with y'all. I actually had a conversation with one of my biological half sisters. Yeah, I have one biological half sister on the sperm donor side. And man, she talks horrible. Like she talks, I wish I could find the right words this way. She was just saying like, yeah, my dad always told me I was going to be a whore. I know I'm a whore. I'm like, what? Like, what? That's normal. And it's like, trust me, especially, and I'm only talking to the positive adoptive parents, okay? I'm not talking about the fucked up ones, the other ones that have negative. I'm not talking about that. We're not talking about anything negative. I'm talking about y'all real ones, the real parents out there who happen to be adoptive parents, right? You have to take into consideration that you have a generational curse and the baby has generational curses as well. And you have to figure out how to properly break that. Okay. You got to check yourself at the door. That's my suggestion. Okay. You have to hopefully have these issues resolved prior to adopting a child. It's okay if you don't. Life is just life. No one's perfect. But if you don't, just understand that you just put an extra heavy book bag on your child's life when they are naturally coming with their own heavy book bag, metaphorically speaking. So yeah, I just want you guys to think about it. Hopefully this little episode made some sort of a difference and had you thinking, right? Let me know what you think. I mean, let me know in the comments, just leave a message, email me, call me if you know me, whatever, because I'm curious to hear your thoughts on that. Do you even care? Like when you have your baby, are you like, I don't care what their issues were, they're with me now, this is mine, and that's how it's going to be? Or are you going to acknowledge the fact that, yes, you got some family curses, and the baby's going to come with some family curse? And then if you have multiple babies, right, those are multiple generations, and this isn't a bad thing. This isn't anything to run from. We all have them. Every single family got a thing. We all have a thing. But, you know, your baby's already going to go through certain identity crisis, so to speak. Every teenager does, whether it's biological, not about whatever. They're all, everybody, we've all been there before, right? So do you really want to add this extra layer on to your kid? That's all. That's all I want to know. So let me know what you guys think. Be sure to like, comment, share, subscribe. I do have a Facebook page. I'm going to post this up on Facebook, YouTube. So definitely just check me out. Leave a comment. If you have any comments that any topics you want me to talk about, just let me know. But in the meantime, I will talk to you guys later. You guys have a good one. Bye-bye.